Hi, friends. Welcome to the Contemplative Activist Podcast. We believe that Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to lead what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists, where the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world caring for souls for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler. Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are in the midst of Iggy's Biggies, a 37-podcast/blog series that introduces you to 12 key components of St. Ignatius' spiritual exercises. Right now, we are looking at the third component of Ignatian spirituality, Ignatian Truth Number 3. Ignatian spirituality is all about finding God in all things. Today's theme is, so where's God? Let me begin by reading today's Lectio Divina from Romans 8, verses 35 through 39, and I'll be reading from the Message Bible. Do you think that anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in Scripture. They kill us in cold blood because they hate you. We're sitting ducks. They pick us off one by one. None of this fazes us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. So here's the question. If indeed God is in all things, as St. Ignatius suggests in his spiritual exercises, why is it that from time to time I simply can't seem to find him? Why is it that when bad stuff hits the fan, God seems to be a million miles away? And if God is in all things, why is it when I pray, the only response I seem to get is crickets? Great questions, don't you think? Actually, these are very difficult and honest questions spoken by many good people over the centuries. And if we're honest with our Christian faith, these are questions we've all had on numerous occasions as we trek through this thing called life, wondering at times if our God turned left at the last intersection while we turned right. You see, if indeed God is in all things, as Ignatius proposes, it's very possible that the problem of not finding him is not on God's end, but on mine. Let me explain what I mean. God, who is omnipresent, is a deity that is not limited, like we human beings are, to the three dimensions found in our human existence. Now please, forgive me here. I'm not a physicist, nor do I play one on television. But in reality, the God we find in the Scriptures is not a God with physical limitations, but one of countless realities. That's why Paul, when writing to his friends in Rome, states that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can separate us from God and his love for us. Using the language of a physicist, I'd suggest that while you and I live in a world of three dimensions, where height and depth and length comprise the limits of our little world, God, who actually created those dimensions, is bigger and broader than all that, capable of moving outside of those dimensions, which allows him to be in all things without always being seen by the human eye. So when I'm standing in the middle of a difficult season in my life, perceiving that God is nowhere to be found, it might just be that it's my very limited expectations of God being present that might be the problem here, rather than the fact that God is or isn't present. Get it? Yes, I know this all might seem a bit weird to you, a bit like science fiction, but stay with me here while I add this one given fact. You see, for most of us, the theory of God's omnipresence is not all that hard for us to agree on, but it's the physical reality of that same omnipresence you and I have a hard time believing in and experiencing, especially when we're stuck in the middle of a very difficult time. That's why I believe Paul, in his message to the Roman church, clearly states that when we are found in difficult times, i.e. trouble, hard times, hatred, hunger, homelessness, bullying threats, backstabbing, etc., we can rest assured that God and his unending, undying, unrelenting love for his children can always be found, especially if we can have the grace and the patience to simply believe it is there. As I see it, embracing Ignatius's truth of finding God in all things is kind of like the popular kids' book my children and grandchildren enjoyed over the last 25 years. Do you remember it? Where's Waldo? Where the point of the book was for the reader to scan carefully through a myriad of related objects flooding each page, scouring for the tall, bespectacled man in the red and white striped shirt, the man named Waldo. Maybe today, in the midst of our current troubles and trials, knowing that God and his love are present in all things, we might just take the extra time to look a bit deeper into our reality and find that, yes, indeed, there's our loving God standing right there, like Waldo, in the middle of it all. Will you pray with me? God, forgive me when I choose to believe the limited thoughts found in my puny little pea brain. Thoughts which surmise that you are missing in action, while in fact you are right there, standing beside me, holding me up and holding me close during difficult and treacherous trials. May I choose to believe by the help of the Spirit to say, like Paul and Ignatius, you are indeed God in all things. For your name's sake, amen. So here are some questions to consider today. Where do I need to apply this powerful truth that God is in all things in my life today? What type of response would I make to my challenges, my hardships, and trials if I believed that my loving God was in truth in all things and has never deserted me? Well, finally, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you are experiencing God as you ponder on these things. Go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and click on the Contact Us page. We look forward to hearing from you. This is Marty Bowler, hoping your day will be full of God presence, and may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.